TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. Moving, cooking, getting to it.
Cookin'.
I'm in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Yams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Made
I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had my bones in Pakistan.
Bury me inside the jury style.
When I die, bury me inside the
It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. Yeah. When I die, bury me inside the country style. Yeah. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. Yeah. All I want for my birthday. It's your birthday,
yeah.
It's your birthday,
Bad
bitch contest, you in first place,
fire.
You in first place, fire. You in first place,
fire.
Bad bitch contest, fire. You in first place,
fire.
I show up with a check to your workplace,
they hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes,
tell the DJ play
fire.
Your song, this shit come out,
when I'm seeing from
fire.
The back, I came front of
them.
Hanging, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with.
That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? See, we kids was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, Monday. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Twists in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time. Cause the goofy bit the truth and told the lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy, cause I only got one night in town. Break down. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
What's up, folks? It's your girl, Ab, and you're listening to Pre-Game Radio. It is April 20th, 2013. That's right, it's 4:20. So I know, shout out to all the smokers. I know y'all been getting it in for most part of the day today, and that's what's up. Either way, I'm chilling. This Saturday, it's a Saturday night, and I'm hosting the show for Brooklyn Black, who's out at a previous engagement, which is fine. You know, Black has to get out there and do what he does. You just heard Aaliyah, Are You That Somebody, and before that, you heard Tupac, I Get Around, and before that, and don't ask me why I played it, but you heard 2 Chainz' birthday song, and I'm totally disgusted. You know, I just can't really get into this new skinny jean music. It's just all stupid. It makes no sense. It's all about some big booty hole or some big titty hole or some big booty and big titty hole. I'm just tired. But we got someone in the check-in. First 3 digits is 60, area code 609, last 4 digits 1412. You're on the air with your girl, Ev. Please tell me who's calling and where you're calling from. Hello.
Calling from South Jersey.
Oh, South Jersey in the house in the check-in tonight at pre-gay. Can I ask who's calling?
Onyx White.
Okay, all right. So, Onyx White, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm about to put something in the air. What you about to play?
That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely was giving people shout-outs for 420. We hope that everybody that, you know, all the smokers, y'all got it in today. I'm still trying to find out what happened because, you know, in New York every year on 420, they have this big smoke out in the park. Not Union Square. I'm trying to think what that other park is. I can't think of it right now. But it's in the city. And usually every year 420, people get together, they sit out, and they smoke, and the police can't bother them. This year, it was shut down. I'm hearing allegations that because of the recent bombing in Boston, that's the reason why it was shut down. Personally, I feel that the smokers' rights were trampled upon today because, granted, what happened in Boston happened, but usually the first thing they say when these events happen is, please, folks, get out there, continue to do things as you normally do, live your life as you normally would. That's the thing that the terrorists try to take from us is our freedom, and then you go and take our freedom to smoke. Can you believe that shit? You know? So is there any request that you have?
I want to hear some smoking music.
You want, now, your idea of smoking music may not be everyone's idea of smoking music. So I want to play something specifically for you, and I'm hoping that we do have it here on the switchboard. So throw a couple of titles out at me, and I'll see what I got.
Well, right now, the biggest smoker that's popping is Wiz Khalifa. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa on this 420.
Okay, so you want to hear some Wiz Khalifa. Okay, let me see if I got some Wiz Khalifa up on the switchboard. And actually, believe it or not, hey, what's going on here? Wait a minute, maybe I spelled it wrong. Is W-H-I or is it just W-I? It's W-H-I, right? Okay, you know what? I have one Wiz Khalifa song, and I'm about to play it for you. Don't hang up. Just hold on. Here's Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow, for Onyx Black out in South Jersey. Wiz Khalifa. Happy 420.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is. Yellow. Yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Everything I do it big. Yeah, uh-huh, screaming that's none. When I pulled off the line, that's done. Prepping my town, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Black stripe, yellow paint. Them niggas scared of it, but them hoes ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look
place. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. The big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you niggas checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for them, nigga, break your heart. No keys, push to start. Yeah,
You know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Yeah. Rapping my sound, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Got a call from my jeweler, this just in. And bitches love me cause I'm fucking with their best friends. Not a lesbian, but she a freak though. This ain't for one night, I'm shining all week, ho. I'm sipping Clico and rocking yellow diamonds. So many rocks up in my watch, I can't tell what the time is. Got a pocket full of big faces. Throw it up cause every nigga that I'm with, Taylor.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big.
That crowd underneath them clouds can't get close to you. And my car look unapproachable. Super clean, but it's super mean. She wanna fuck with them cats. Smoke weed, count stacks, get fly, take trips, and that's that. Real rap, I let her get high as she want and she feel that. Convertible drop feel, 87 the top pill. Back.
You know what it is.
If you don't, you should by
rapping
now.
You know what it is. Everything I do, yeah, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the lot, that's done. Yeah, rapping my sound. When you see me, you know everything.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I put it down from the whip to my diamonds. I'm in
black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I'm looking for a sound.
You're on pregame with pregame radio. Is this still Onyx Black from South Jersey?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question real quick. We just had some technical difficulty there. I don't know what's going on. It's my switchboard. I think it might have something to do with the Boston Bombers. I don't know what your corners be. But just out of curiosity, do you like that Wiz Khalifa song?
I don't like that particular Wiz Khalifa song, but I like a little bit of Wiz Khalifa.
I can't really get into him, but it is what it is. Actually, I have a question. Exactly what is that song, Black and Yellow, about? Because, you know, I really don't know.
I want to say it's about some guy, the goddamn football Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he's from. I say goddamn because I hate football. So, yeah, that's why that song really doesn't appeal to me. Fuck football and everything affiliated with football.
All right. Well, I had just...
bitch.
Right. I just had a couple of minutes of blackout time, and I didn't realize that I wasn't being heard. But, of course, you know me. I was still rambling on. I gave shouts out to Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose on the birth of their son, Sebastian, which is a name that I really like. I really like that name. I don't know about getting it tattooed on the side of my face like he did, but, hey, you know, when you're in a position where what you do to yourself and how you conduct yourself is just as important as your actual craft, and you don't have to worry about getting a real job and, hey, put whatever you want on your face. But I was also talking about the Boston bombing. What is your opinion about that? Don't you think they caught them rather quickly?
Well, my opinion of the Boston bombing is quite small and limited. Yes, it was a tragedy that happened, but in the bigger scheme of things, it didn't register that much on my particular radar.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. What I was saying previously during the momentary radio silence that we had was that during the time that this is going on, behind the scenes, they said that President Bush, Clinton, and Obama have been indicted for war crimes against, Pakistani and Arabian, Afghanistan prisoners of war. So I'm trying to get some more information on this, but it's typical of the government and the media to distract us with things that trigger high emotional responses and reactions, while real things that, while way more serious things are going on behind our back, and it's not even behind our back; it's in front of our faces. But we're so, we're so focused on one thing that we don't even really see it, you know. But
that's my point exactly on the Boston bombing.
You know, and it's a shame. And I've been online. I've been going to different websites. There are some websites out there that will actually allow you to see graphic images of the bomb scene. There's one photo in particular that I have yet to see. They keep blurring it out, and I guess that one is really bad. I really wanted to see that one. Don't ask me why. I guess I'm just morbid like that, but it's the one showing from across the street, directly across from the actual bombing. It's like right after it happened. And I guess people are like really, you know, blown up, or it's just really bad because that one particular picture has been consistently blurred out, which I find ironic. And it must be really bad considering the fact that you're still seeing photographs and video of, did you see the guy in the chair who both his legs were blown off? They were wheeling him and he was holding up one of his legs, and it's like both of his legs from the knee down were gone. And I mean, his face was like completely white. He looked like he was in shock. And I mean, and you could see the shards of skin, how it, the leg was blown off, but it was like the bone was shattered, but the skin was still hanging, but it was shredded. Oh, man, that was crazy. And like I'm saying, if they could show that, then, you know, and they're not showing the other stuff, it must be pretty bad. But for those of you like myself who are into those gory pictures of people that have been electrocuted or drowned, murdered, shot, missing limbs, hit by trains, car accidents, if you're into that type of thing, you can try bestgore.com. That's BESTGORE.com. Only thing about that site, and is what I'm finding out with a couple of these sites, is that on the side, you know how ads come up when you're looking at something? On the side, there's a couple of porn videos that just, you know, they just keep running, and there's no way to really get rid of it. But being that that was not my interest, my interest was the bloody, blown-apart bodies, after a while, I just blocked it out, and I didn't even see it anymore. So, Onyx Black in South Jersey, is there anything else you would like to hear on this evening with your girl at Pre-Game Radio?
Sure, play some Gangstar in honor of Gangstar's third year memorial of passing.
Oh, you like Gangstar? Yeah, peace. Shout out to Guru. May he rest in peace right now. You know, they were, that was him and DJ Premier. That was a group that had, you know, just was ahead of their time. He was conscious. He was aware of who he was in the greater scheme of things and this rap thing. And lyrically, he just, you know, he was just one of the best. So shout out to Guru. And that's right, 420 in effect. Cough up a long wish you found that Marcy, son. Ain't nothing nice. All right, and this is Gangstar with one of their early hits, Dwick.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Ayo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same, he knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous, and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, cause Smooth B will never bite. Bite.
Puppets and pawns getting played out. When authentic brothers step up, respect be laid out. Major effect to your sector, I'm the corrector. Live and direct, waving my mic like a scepter. Supreme, exalted, universal leader. Descendants of the kings and queens, the overseer, the overlord, cream of the crop, creme de la creme. Spent years building with cats in the streets, so they my men. Again, Gangstar has done it. Remember too much jewels back in the days, you'd have to run it. Check it, the ground be hot under our feet, so we be listening to beats to keep the cipher complete. Whether you kids be holding on the block all day, or you be puffing live out in the back hallway, or whether you be in school or in the library, wherever you are, baby Paul, realize that your essence is divine, son, and let it shine, son, as we refine, son. Ayo, this shit'll blow your mind, son, we're royalty. She greets me and treats me like royalty. Works with me, giving herself by my side. She don't sweat me for loot, my fame or my ride. A lot of ladies out there be looking lovely, but they don't got no control of their life. Inside they're ugly, word to Bugsy, enter red alert. Sway and tech, and funk master flex to make your head jerk. Chicks go berserk when they see us in the spot. Casey, JoJo, and Primo creeping to the top. And to the sweethearts out there breaking hearts while we're taking part of this hip-hop art. Listen, yo, the best way, it ain't always the fast way. And yet the best way, it ain't always to act nasty. I'll open up the door always before you pass me, baby doll, because you're royalty.
Whatever I do, whatever I go, I want to turn nothing, nothing to bear. Whatever I choose to do.
lesson and learned.
Love seems happy.
That once was strong,
but you just like
even that turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who put you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire me.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the mission
that the ruler Rick threw, and it's true.
You know what? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust.
You feel my welfare.
And you're running by some dust and
blood, I must say.
Big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
I'm always up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew plus.
At the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do, son.
So be mature.
And put the boy to a home.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature. Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spice.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes in sight.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
You know what?
To be honest, and it's the soundtrack. You know, certain things are definitely the soundtrack all of our lives. Would you agree with me, Honest Black, out there in South Jersey?
I would indeed.
Yes, definitely. You know, I would want to say too that this is it's a message. What he's saying is a timeless message that was. It was just as relevant it's just relevant now as it was then, even more so now with the state of how our young people really are, with how they, you know, carry themselves, how they treat each other, how they treat, you know, family members, their parents, you know, shit, you know.
Things are fucked up. There are a lot more negative influences that are so easily, that is so abundant and available now than as to when we grew up, you know. It's, you know, kids is just in a state of emergency. And I want to say part of it, too, is the music. Some of this new music, you weren't on at the time, at the very beginning of the show, but one of the first songs I played was 2 Chainz, Birthday Song. Now, I wasn't expecting it I wasn't expecting any deep message, you know, or something to uplift the community. You know, it says birthday song, so I'm thinking of something that's going to be light and fun-hearted and sing-along-ish and something that you play, one of those new songs that you would play, you know, at the birthday parties. Like, remember back in the day, everybody played Stevie Wonder for your birthday? Happy birthday! You know, everybody break out into the soul version of Happy Birthday. So this is what I'm thinking. And, of course, I play the song. Are you familiar with 2 Chainz? Are you familiar with 2 Chainz, the rapper?
I don't like 2 Chainz.
Huh?
I don't like him. I don't like him. I said I don't like him.
Good, because that song, All I Want for My Birthday, is a big booty hoe. Are you serious? I'm hoping that for his birthday, that's exactly what he gets, a big booty hoe. I hope he doesn't look, not a nice young lady who is doing things in the world about on her job, about her business, be it in school or work or whatever she's doing, but she's doing it 100% and it's all her. You know, that's the type of thing, that's the type of person you would want, but a big booty hoe? You know, you want a chick that sleeps around and has a big butt? I mean, that's just disgusting.
But that's what somebody going by the name of 2 Chainz would want.
Yeah, you know.
Why would you walk around the world with a name going by a name? Granted, it's an acronym or it's a nickname, but why would you call yourself 2 Chainz?
And he's 40-something. That's something else that I wanted to bring up, that I had an interesting conversation with a family member on Facebook. He posted a link to Jay-Z's song that he just did. Do you know the name of it? I forgot the name of it. But it's some shit he just did in response to...
The open letter?
Right. There you go, open letter. So he posted it, and in the comment section, I put boo. And he came back with, come on, Nick. You know, why boo? I booed it because, you know, honestly, regardless, first of all, it sound kind of put together. Like it was a last minute thing, number one. Number two, Jay-Z is at the stage of the game where, regardless of his brilliance as a lyricist, what he says now, the things he raps about now, how he raps now, it doesn't sound the same. It doesn't have the same intensity. It doesn't have the same hunger. It doesn't have the same spirit. It doesn't have the same energy that it has, that it had when he, before he was married, before he became a father, as it does now. Now it's just like, really? Come on, you got all this other shit going on. You ain't even got to take the time to answer some shit back. That just makes no sense. See, now this is a case of doing something just because you can do it. And just because we can do something often, Tom, doesn't always mean that we should do it. And I personally think, you know, I don't like the record. I personally think that it's not one of his best lyrically or musically, you know, put together. And granted, he got together Timbaland and I believe Swizz Beatz. he got them together to produce this track, you know, to throw it together, because, like I said, that's what it sounds like. It, you know, like it was rushed, it was hurried. And it just, you know, it's like you got too much money. You know, stakes is high for you now. You got too much other stuff, positive stuff going on, that why even take the time to even acknowledge the people that's shitting on you right now. So what, you went to Cuba? So what? So what? It took like a year before you and your wife decided to show your baby face, okay? We get it. So what? So it's like, you know, for him to answer back, it just, to me, it just wasn't necessary. You know, what do you think?
Well, I didn't listen to the song because I just wasn't moved or had no desire to listen to it. I'm kind of over Jay-Z as well myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of been over him since Blueprint. That's just me.
Yeah. And see, and you see how crazy that sounds? Like, you're like, you said you didn't want to hear it. It wasn't a desire to hear it. Compared to 10 years ago, it's like, yo, Jay-Z knew shit. It was like, oh, shit, turn that radio up, because you wanted to hear it. You wanted
people
to hear it.
People used to wait on when he was coming out with dropping. People used to wait on Jay-Z. People used to wait on Method Man. I used to wait on Gangsta. I don't know about nobody else, but, you know, I don't know who people, I can't really say that I'm waiting on anybody at this particular moment. Well, right now, Ghostface had a CD out that I need to go get. I want to go listen to that. I desire to listen to that.
Right. See, I feel you.
There's nobody else. It's really nobody out there that I'm longing to hear. You know, if there is one person I'm longing to hear that I'm waiting on, I'm waiting on Ludacris, and that's coming like in May, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's nobody else on. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear the new Ludacris CD.
Well,
yeah, I'm serious. Yep, I said that.
I'm a little shocked and appalled, but hey, that's just me. But I like Ludacris. I mean, you're waiting
like
for the whole damn CD.
I don't like Chris Bridges, whatever his actor name is. I don't like that dude, but I like Ludacris the rapper.
Okay. Because
like, I prefer my Puffy on music. I prefer my Puffy to stay in clothes. I don't desire to hear Puffy on wax no more.
Because, I mean, I like Ludacris as an artist. There's certain things of his that you catch me, I play it, or I, you know, sing along to it. I like him more on collaborations when he's, you know, doing his thing with other people. But he's not the type of artist where I'm going to be like, oh, that new Luda coming out, let me go cop that, let me go check that, let me go. It's like, oh, Luda coming out, oh, okay, look, I'll catch up with it later, or I'll find out. because like I said, he's too mature as an artist to have felt the need to have to run into the studio and make that track. Like I said, it sounds rushed, it sounds hurried, it sounds, you know, quick put together. I don't give a damn if you did have Swiss Beats and Timbaland or whomever the fuck else, you know, on that, you know, produce it. It doesn't change the fact of, you know, how it sounds or the motivation behind it. He got too much money to be worried about if people care what his share is in the net, which I recently heard he walked away from. I don't have the full scope on that, but you know, who cares that people
what
are talking
I know
about
Jay-Z is he says that, you know, when he speaks to his people through his music, that's why he don't really give interviews. So I'm assuming that he was talking to someone, to some people who had some questions,
mm-hmm.
and he answered them through the song. Is that the case, or he was just putting out a rushed song?
Well, I don't know. We have another caller on the check-in, area code 301, last four digits 9761. You're on the line with Ed Pregame Radio. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, Ed, what's good?
Yo,
Yo, what's good? Baltimore's going. What's popping?
What's happening?
Nothing. All right. You hear me on the line with Onyx Black calling us. She's been rocking out with us since the beginning of the show from South Jersey. And you can see we were just chopping it up real quick about Jay-Z's song, Open Letter. You want to give me your opinion? What you think about that track?
I never even heard it. I don't even listen to Jay-Z. I'm just being honest. I haven't heard it. I never heard the Beyonce joint. Everybody was talking about that. I heard it one time on pregame radio on a different show, and that was it. But I don't listen to them. I don't go check for it. I don't be on Worldstar. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's funny because I'm an MC, but my wife be telling me what's going on more than I be knowing because she be checking on that stuff. I don't really be caring about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
might have to take a listen to it now that you ask that question and then get back to you
I would definitely, like you said, as an MC, I would definitely appreciate your input on what you think of the track. He's addressing that issue and his ownership and the Nets. People be getting on him like, all you really own is the seats that you and Beyonce sit in and one hot dog cart or some shit like that. People been going in on him about the shit. But like I was saying, to me, it's like he's too advanced as an artist, he's too far in it to, really pay, at this stage of the game, if what people are saying still bothers you, then you got some other fucking shit going on you really need to address.
I think that he really just lost his street cred. So I guess he's trying to, for me, of course I don't listen to the boy, but I can't knock him. You know what I'm saying? This boy is an admitted drug dealer or whatever that's chilling in the White House. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody that been to the White House or, from where he came from. So anything anybody's saying to him really can't move him, really can't touch him. You know what I'm saying? So for you to even be addressing it, I think he just lost street credibility. And he like, I still can do this. I still can do that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like you say, he's just too far out there. So him and B, the most popular people in the world, I guess, they both definitely need to respond to whoever was talking about him. So, I guess they only hear the truth. So you can only say so much to somebody before, they're going to have to respond.
Right. Well, you're going to definitely, you need to check out that Beyonce track too. We played it up here. We just like to gag shit. Sometimes we just like to go in on bullshit, sometimes, and we played it, and I personally was turned off, not for what she said. She's saying bow down, but all right, it's nothing wrong with thinking or portraying that, you're the number one in the game of whatever it is that you're doing, and everybody else should be to bow down to you, the queen of it, so on and so forth. It's no different than, how rap was back in the day when, niggas used to brag about how they was, they was the king of this, the queen of this, ain't nobody better than me. I mean, so that's no different. But the same with him is with her. You are you're a mature artist. You're not new to this. You've been doing this for years now, so you don't need a gimmick.
No. I think for Beyonce, I think that she actually does, because when she went solo, I've never heard none of her albums like that, but I was hearing what people were saying, and they were saying that it wasn't that hot. So for me, I think it was I'm going on tour, I'm going to put this out, create this controversy, and I'm going to hit y'all with another album, and everybody's going to buy it. I think she needed to do it, I think she needed to do it for her career, because she is Jay-Z wife now, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
you
now she's going on tour,
with you saying that, you know what, then that's what she should do right now, in all reality. You've been out putting out albums consistently since 90 what? You know what I mean? You've been out,
right.
You've been touring, you've done videos, you've done movies, you've done everything right now. So you got married, you had a baby. Maybe you invest a couple of years in that. You know, it wasn't necessary for you to have to come out and feel like the need that you had to get out there and get your face back out and get your name back out in the spotlight and get people talking about you again. That wasn't necessary. It was nothing wrong with being a man, raising his kids, you know, raising your kids. You know, it's
you know
just,
how
it's
it is, though. It's like athletes now know when to let it go. Look at Jordan.
Yeah.
He came back and was a Wizards fan. Jordan was like 300 pounds. Couldn't even lay the joint up. You know what I mean? He couldn't let it
right.
go.
Right.
You know what
Jordan
I'm saying? He used to be his fame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's going to be famous the rest of her life. She's still going to do another song. But some people just can't. They got that itch. You know what I mean? They just can't let it go.
Mm-hmm. But I see, like, it would be me right now. My focus would more or less, like I said, you're spending so much energy to try to keep the child out of the public eye. You keep the child out the public eye if you weren't in the public eye because the kid is with you. So you know,
well,
so that's like
child.
Defeating the purpose of what you're doing. You know what I mean? That's defeating the purpose of it. If you really want to take time off, if you really don't, you really don't want the focus to be on your private life right now. You want to live your private life, then that's what you do. Not you know, be out and about like that. The song too. What was fucked up about it was that. They did some old slow down scissor type shit. That shit they
well,
be doing
DJ
in Houston.
Screw.
That's
DJ
slow
screw,
down.
You know, he's from
that
Houston
chop
with...
and screw shit. Exactly. That's what they did to that
yeah.
shit. And it's like, oh, come on, Ma. You. It's like now, even though you're Beyonce and entertainer, it's like, but now you're Beyonce, this man's wife, and you're Beyonce, Blue Ivy's mother. And for you to be putting out shit like that, it just. It's not all blending well. You dig what I'm saying? It's like, why are you doing that? It don't even sound right. But that's just my humble opinion. We were supposed to have a guest this evening, Farrah Washington, I believe a singer from Northern Virginia. And she has a CD out called Hardcore. And I was looking forward to playing a couple of her tracks. And just seeing what, you know, where she's coming from, where she, her head is at. You know, she was born in August of 1993. And, you know, anybody that was born after 85, I really don't particularly care for just off the rip because you don't know enough, as far as I'm concerned, about this music. I know I'm a bitch, but it is what it is. But I just wanted to see where her head was at in the game. You know, all right. I just wanted to see where I was at. And like I said, you know, I have a thing about the female artists because, you know, it's just not enough of them that's getting their fair shake in this game here. So, but I guess something must have, in the words of Marsha Brady, suddenly came up and she couldn't make it to the show. So that's all right because I'm about to play my man, DMX. Shout out to all the 420 smokers. Y'all only got about 50 minutes to finish getting it in, but that don't matter because we know you're going to be getting it in even after that. It's your girl at Pregame Radio 347-857-4302.
To live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way.
And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than bits. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I get old, actions become bolder, heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch, didn't need a click cause I scared it that much, one deep with the starting for kicks, catching vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick, used to get high just to get by, used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly, I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something, after some now I'm ready to take some, 3 years later showing signs of stress, didn't keep my hair cut, or give a how I dress, I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life, like this, kept with a bloody knife, wanna make records, but I'm holed up, slipping, I'm falling, can't get up,
hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping,
wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window. No more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change, it's now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feels. And much respect to all my kept it real, it's strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping. Can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can kiss. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can kiss.
Saturday, April 20th, 2013. You're listening to Pregame Radio. It's your girl, Ev, and that was DMX Slipping. I have two callers on the line, Onyx Black from South Jersey and Baltimore Sun, representing, of course, Baltimore. I have a quick question. Did either of you guys catch DMX on Ayanla's show, Fix My Life?
I saw him on
it. Okay, nothing. Neither one of you saw it? Did either of you catch that show?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw the whole show?
Yeah, I saw the whole show.
Okay, I didn't get a chance. Onyx, did you get a chance to check out the show?
I saw.
You saw the whole show too?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the only motherfucker that didn't see the show. This is horrible. You know,
that is horrible.
I guess I'm just going to have to get online and check it out. But I will say this, and I'm just, I don't bullshit. I got to say, I saw a clip, and it was when he was reunited with his son. And, when he was hugging his son and his eyes teared up, I swear to God, my eyes teared up too because I felt that shit, yo. I could feel what his son was going through, like, you know, this nigga, you know, I love my pop, but I hate my pop. And I can understand DMX from his position as somebody who suffers with this, because he has a mental illness. He already said it, that suffers through the various substance abuse, addictions, and just whose life it seems to be in just constant turmoil. Yo, I felt that. I really felt that shit. I think I need to go ahead and check that out. But while we were just listening to his last song, I sort of kind of had an epiphany. Something told me to check the switchboard, and it seems that we do have a couple of selections from Miss Farrah Washington. Now, in all fairness, we usually don't play the music until, you know, if the artist is not here, because this is our first time hearing the music, and we like to share with the artist our thoughts and opinions about, you know, what they did. So, but she's not here. But I decided, you know what, Black's not here. When Black's not here, we don't do what the fuck Black do. We do what Eb does. And Eb does whatever the fuck Eb wants to do. So this is what I'm going to do. I was looking at the titles of her songs, and I'm going to just put this out there. And one of you guys can tell me, just from the title of the song, which one you want to hear first. Now she has a track here called "Ease My Mind." She has another track called "See It Through My Eyes." And then there's the third track, "Take a Hit of Me." Now, personally, I wanted to hear the "Take a Hit of Me" one first, but I'm the host and I'm here to cater to the listener. So, which one would you guys like to hear first?
I
want to
hear the first one.
Yeah, "Ease My Mind." It sounds like this one's some chill stuff right there.
Okay, so I have officially been outvoted 2-1. So here you go. Farrah Washington, "Ease My Mind." All right, listen. Just check out the track. You listening? All right, now don't put the phone on mute. Don't put the phone down because I need to ask your opinion when the track is done. Here it is, Farrah Washington, "Ease My Mind."
I can't.
Okay. It's your girl, Ab. This is Pre-Game Radio, 347-857-4302. And that was Pharrell Washington, Ease My Mind. Okay, I'm Slack. I'm going to let you go ahead since you were the first one that said you wanted to hear it. What's your opinion?
That's my opinion. It would have to be one of those songs that was on the loop that they play at work all the time, and it would grow on me and it would be catchy. But otherwise, I wouldn't go out my way to download it, you know.
Okay. All right. Baltimore Sun, your thoughts on the track?
Yeah, I couldn't really, I don't know if it's because I'm in my car, I got my Bluetooth in, but I couldn't really hear the words and everything. It seemed like the only thing I heard was my mind over and over again.
It wasn't.
But I could hear. Well, I don't know if it was the way the track was recorded or what.
I believe it was the way the track was recorded because the sound is horrible. And I was over here, like, diddling with the controls, trying to turn it up a little, turn it down a little. But it didn't help.
I mean,
it's still.
Me, okay. Well, I was thinking it was my Bluetooth. So if it was
it's not your Bluetooth. It's definitely how the track was recorded. You know, a lot of times, I don't know whether it's how the music is downloaded or because of the platform that it's downloaded to. But sometimes, you know, quite often the music sounds horrible and it's not necessarily the artist, you know, because we go back and we'll listen to it from whatever music player we have and we download it to the computer. So it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't always sound the same as on the switchboard. But this track, that shit was horrible. You know, let me just cut this shit. It was horrible, okay?
It sounded like she might have got a nice little voice, though. You know what I mean? I can't, I can't really hear it, though, because I couldn't hardly hear it.
It only sounded good at the chorus part, because that shit over and over was fucking annoying. That shit was just annoying.
I thought it was like a trash joint, like, you know what I mean?
Because
the trash,
it sounded like somebody, some little kid was sitting at a piano and just kept playing those same three notes, do, 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 this over and fucking over. This would be annoying. It sounded like three different songs at one time. She sounded like a dying cat. Yo, I'm sorry. The only part to me that was good, that sounded halfway decent, was the chorus. You know, and I'm not talking shit because she's not here. You all know this is me on the red. You know, this is just how it is. I didn't think it sounded good at all. Now I'm gonna talk to Black and maybe we can have a conversation with the young lady. Maybe, you know, she could maybe resubmit it, or maybe even clean it up a little, because like I said, it was whack. I'm sorry. It was whack. I liked the melody during the chorus and somewhere towards the end. But for the most part, yeah. It was just real whiny. It's just like, you know, but all right, that was just the first one. Okay, so now, like I said, because
you're
going to
bless
us
with the next one? Really?
You guys,
really?
I'm going to play the next one. You guys, I'm going to play all three of her tracks. I'm going to play all three. I'm going to be fair. If I have nothing else, I am fair. Okay, so, you know, and we got about another half hour left to the show. And so by the time I finish playing these other two tracks and we chop it up about what we think about the tracks and we talk some more shit real quick, you know, it'll be time to end the show. So this next track is going to be the one that I wanted to hear first but got outvoted by you two, is Take a Hit of Me. Just bear with me. Okay, let's just check out this track. Pharrell Washington.
I'm so
scared. Pharrell Washington, Take a Hit of Me.
Oh,
Sierra song. Did she steal that from Sierra? Does Sierra know she's out here singing her song?
Which Sierra song?
I feel so bad for Sierra right now.
You know, which Sierra song? Because not for nothing, she can't really sing, but I like Sierra.
No, she can't. She cannot. Her voice ain't strong enough to hold such a song.
All right, so what did you think about the track? Is that a nay? Is that a I don't like? Baltimore Sun, what did you think about the track?
Oh, man. Like,
I think it would be so much better if Sierra sang it.
All right,
all
Baltimore
I can say about it.
I wasn't moved at all. Like,
I'm gonna tell you like what it sounds like to me is like either she just starting out singing or she's just like she seems like she's shy. Like she sound like she's shy. Like she like one of them girls you like, oh, I can sing or but just not don't get into it. And it was boring. You know what I'm saying? Like I could hear that one a lot clearer than I could hear the first one. But it was just boring to me. It wasn't like you know what I'm saying? Like when I hear somebody sing, I wanna be like, damn. Like,
right.
They did that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Female or male, I wasn't moved. It was just like, it was a song. You know, if it's playing in the club, I see people talking, the conversation a little bit louder in the music because they ain't really, you know, paying no attention or nothing like that. Like, not even, I mean, we from the DMV, so I'm trying to see a win, but for me, it wasn't, it didn't move me at all. Like, you know.
Yeah, there was, first of all, it's no emotion. It's
yeah,
no
exactly.
feeling. It's no
right.
feeling in it. She's just, and not so much, I don't know to say she just started, but maybe she needs a little more vocal training because her voice was wavering.
Or
you know,
surround herself with a better team. Maybe some better writers, maybe. A vocal coach, you know what I mean? Because if people letting her, I mean, if people letting her put the stuff out like this, then it's like, come on, like, y'all not really setting her up to win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She got people that put her stuff out like that? She didn't do that by herself?
No, but I'm saying, I'm assuming, like, I'm just... No, I'm just saying, I'm assuming, you know, that she got a little team, she got a team or whatever. You know what I mean? And I don't know, maybe surround yourself with different people.
This is why it's important for the artist to show up because we have very important questions that could shed light on what's going on. You know, for all we know, she could have, you know, produced this in somebody's bathroom because the studio was flooded because of, you know, whatever, storm, Hurricane Sandy. It could be anything.
That's still not an excuse, though. But, yeah, I feel you.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, but she could at least say something in defense of herself or, like I said, gave us the names of the producers so we could put it out there that don't work with these motherfuckers because they just put
like
anything out.
Yeah, it's like the songs are just, like, dry. Like you say, it's no emotion. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good word right there you just used, dry. That's exactly how,
like,
dry
really
the
is,
fuck
you know?
Out.
But I mean, but, you know, that's why I like doing the show with you because, of course, you give it real. You know, I can't say the same for other people. They kind of sum up everything, you know. But I don't think the names or anything like that. But
no,
more or less it's all about building and encouraging people and helping them out. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's
right,
why
right.
You say it's important for the artist to be here.
It is because I mean I wouldn't want her, you know, personally I wouldn't want her to take that track or the one before it and use that because you know if there is some real talent there. Yeah, she's very attractive. I saw a picture of her. She's a very attractive young lady.
That's why.
That may be, but I wouldn't want her to use those as representation of whatever her true talent is because it's not a good look. It's really not a good look. And, I mean, I've heard, and you know what, whether she did record it in the bathroom or not, I've heard music come out of the bathroom that sounded pretty damn good. You didn't know that it was a bathroom and it wasn't a five-star studio.
Even if she recorded it in a million-dollar studio and the sound didn't come out right, you don't send it to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
good point.
Plenty of people record in the kitchen, record in the closet, but you don't see it.
Right.
And then, like, I was on the show. It was on another show. Somebody, this dude had sent something in, and, like, people was, like, trashing him. And he was like, no, I'm just saying, I got better stuff than that. Then why you ain't send it?
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? No, well, we kind of, like, we just went in and we did this. Like, it was muffled, and it was, like, this and that. What are you on this show for? Trying to get critiqued, and you sitting there like your worst stuff. Like
right.
It doesn't even make sense. I don't even want to hear
right.
nothing else you got. Damn, if you as an artist are sending that in, then obviously you don't care what people think about you.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Very
if
true.
It was garbage and not clear, then that means you just all around trash.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you only got that, and you like, look, I'm just starting. I ain't got money for a studio. I got a microphone. But if it was hot, then you'd be like, yo, son, you need to get up with some people so you can get in the studio because you can go. But if it's trash and it sounds awkward, I'm not believing you got better stuff. Don't even come to me with that. Okay, I got other shit. Why you ain't sick? I just said that one just because. And who are you? You know what I mean?
Exactly, like, just because. And you made a very good point with what you just said, whereas you said that if it was a person that was just starting out, listen, I don't got the money for that. I had to do it this way. See, that person there, that hunger would translate into music. And that hunger would translate into music. You would hear it.
Right.
With her, it's just like, you know, and I'm going to go off what Onyx Black said about her looks. Maybe some dude producer thought she was cute and was like, look, Ma, I could, you know, you could sing. Let me produce some tracks on you real quick. And she went in and they threw that shit together and boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, then that's sad because that's not your true calling, Ma. But according to her bio, you know, she sung on stage with Stephanie Mills. Now, Stephanie Mills could, you know, Stephanie Mills don't sing. She sang, okay? Stephanie Mills can sing. So I don't even know how.
You got the Stephanie Mills stamp of approval? No.
Yeah, listen, look, we didn't say stamp of approval. What we said was, and right now we're going to get into semantics. She said she was on stage with Stephanie Mills. Didn't say she sang with her or that Stephanie Mills gave her stamp of approval on the young lady as an artist.
When I came up to Jersey, I was on stage with Jim Jones, and I'm not in Dipset.
Right, basically.
That's my cousin people, but I'm not in Dipset.
That pretty much sums it up. And we have one more track from her.
Really? Yes, we do.
And wait, hold on.
Let me finish rolling real quick. Hold on.
Listen, I'm going to be mad if this shit is hot. I'm going to be mad that we listen to the two bullshit tracks and this is the hot shit. She may.
I think she's going to be consistent and have more bullshit. That's what I think.
This is the one.
We got one. It's going to be consistent with the other two bullshit ones, and we got one. This is the hit here.
It's going to be decent.
It's going to be decent. Okay, this is the decent
one. I say decent because it takes a lot to come back on the first two. So. Even if it's great, it's probably just
going to
sound decent.
Okay, good synopsis. I'm going to tip the scale in favor of it being consistently trash.
Yeah, I am too. I was just trying to bring it up.
Simply because, now that I'm thinking about it, the two tracks sounded the same, now that I think about it. Musically-wise, it sounded the same.
Yeah, her voice is whack. She can't sing. Her voice isn't strong enough for anything. That's why I'm expecting more whack.
You just as vicious as I am.
I'm not even vicious.
I'm truthful. I'm a sad.
You're right, and I love you for it. Thank you. See, this is why we get along. This is why we get along, and Baltimore Sun, because, see, we are real connoisseurs of the music. Later for how you look and who you hanging out with, it's about the music for us. You dig?
I thought that was going to get on me when I said that about Lil Wayne, too, when he had that seizure. Like, why would I care?
Nah, fuck that nigga. He should have went on to fucking, he should be pushing up daisies now. But we'll get on that bastard later. Right now, we want to listen to the last song from Farrah Washington, and it's called See It Through My Eyes. Listen, Ma, look, I don't know. I hope this is the one, Ma. This is the one. Here it is, See It Through My Eyes, Farrah Washington. Yeah.
347-857-4302. It is 4:20. It is April 20th, 2013, and you got about 12 minutes left to finish smoking. Now, that was Sarah Washington. See it through my eyes. I'm going to keep my comments to myself. First, I want to give a shout out to Brooklyn Black, who is definitely on the check in. Black, what's up, son?
Yo,
what it do, son?
Yo, what the fuck was that, son?
You know what, son? That was your girl. That's your girl, Farrah Washington, and that was See It Through My Eyes. Onyx Black,
like,
what did you think?
Whoever produced that shit needs a kick in their ass. Like, they need their ass beat. They need a rock bottom. Them niggas, I don't know what the fuck, whoever produced the shit fucked up. But from the lyrics I heard, it was all right. But production really fucked that song up, making that shit whack as hell.
Okay. Onyx Black, South Jersey, what's your take on the song, See It Through My Eyes, Farrah Washington?
I think that she should get some money together and let Timbaland clean it up and reproduce that shit. And that shit would be so
production
hot
suck
in
on
a
that.
Summer banger, depending on how fast she get her money up.
The production
right,
sucked on that
son.
Shit, Jack. So,
Baltimore,
I'm just gonna
son,
be,
what you say?
I'm going to just be, like, all the way honest. I forgot I was listening to a song. I was sitting here thinking about stuff I was going to do tomorrow.
Like,
you trying to be funny for real? Like, the song was just about over. And I was like, oh, I was supposed to be listening to that. But,
wow. Yeah, you was, because you said that was going to be the banger. What
slow happened? Songs, I don't think the slow songs are for her. Maybe she should get on some Jagged Edge, try and, like, speed it up a little something. And, but it's just boring. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
No, it doesn't. It don't grab my attention at all.
Right.
The voice
right.
doesn't do it. The music doesn't do it.
And I want to say one more fucking thing. Not to cut nobody off, but I got to get ready to get back to this joint. Anybody in Brooklyn listening in? 846 Metal Lab, the Space Palace. This shit is already rocking and packed. H-Squared is about to take the stage. But anyway, yo, whoever produced her tracks, they need to be shot. And I'm definitely sending her the tape of this broadcast, so, you know what I mean, she hear this. You know what I mean?
Good
but
bomb.
Just off that one song I heard, you know what I mean?
Yo, Black, when you got
like,
some stuff going on the weekend, let me know so I can come up, man.
Look,
I'm going to try and make it up there.
We got this joint, you know what I'm saying? And I know Baltimore Sun, you got your joint on May 18th that we're going to be at.
Yes, sir,
yes,
Brooklyn.
Man, he's showing up.
Brooklyn.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we gonna be rocking, but like I said, anyone in the Brooklyn area, you know what I mean? Hopefully you have come through after the broadcast, 846 Metal Lab between Tompkins and Marcy in Brooklyn. Come through. It's a $5 couple. Y'all niggas pay $35 to go to a club and shit. So $5 just to see, you know what I'm saying, some rocks, some hip hop.
I ain't paying shit.
And just
$2 $5 to go sit up in the hood. Are you kidding me? What is that?
I'm just saying, like, yo, niggas pay more to see less on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So they
and
can
this
pay
ain't
$5.
The hood no more, son. This ain't the hood no more, yo.
But they can pay $5.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, but definitely check it out. Shout out to Fred Washington for not coming through. You know what I mean? I'm definitely about to blast her on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Before
you blast her, just make sure it wasn't any kind of family emergency or something like that, because things do happen that are beyond our control. Circumstances do pop up. But if she sound like, you know, she got a mouthful of cock or some shit like that, then, nah, she was wrong. She was foul. And that's fine.
I mean, let's talk. Did y'all get any hit up? Like, I'm not going to be able to make it?
Uh-uh.
So when you send that song to my end, I didn't get to the party till 8 o'clock.
So she had up to 2 hours showtime to fucking let a nigga know, and
yeah,
she didn't.
Saying,
so
like, that lets you know about people. Like, if you send that song that people can't already hear, that's not clear, and then you conduct business like that, that say a lot about you.
Yeah, and the thing is, Black. Honestly, that song wasn't even the worst of the three. It wasn't the worst of the three. I gotta give
it
Baltimore
was the
banger
of the night.
What's up, y'all?
Exactly. I gotta give Baltimore some because he called it.
It's Brooklyn Black. I'm up out of here. Pre-game
yes,
radio.
He Deuces, son. He called it.
You know,
Baltimore Sun definitely called it. And said that
and
that
we
was going to be.
And we have to party 8 Brooklyn. I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace. that was going to be the one. And you was right. That was the best song of the evening out of the three. It's not the best song, but like you said, if it's better than the other two, it'll be halfway decent. And that's what
yo,
it was.
I'm telling
you,
I forgot I was listening to it, Ev, and that's straight up. Like, I forgot. I was like, Ev don't put a plug on this joint right now.
And oh, my God, and you know what's so funny? I tell you no lie. About a minute into the song, I was just getting ready to just yank it and just be like, all right, enough. But I wanted to be fair. I want to be fair and play the whole song through to its entirety. So I did, and that's what it was. I sort of kind of liked the melody. If it had, yo, that song had potential. If they would have just cleaned up, you know, they would have just cleaned it up a little bit, maybe gave her a little something to even her voice out or to make it sound consistent or have some type of...
The girl doesn't know
maybe
how to sing.
Maybe she can holler at Pharrell. Pharrell clean that up for her, make it real nice.
She ain't got
Pharrell money. The girl doesn't know how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She,
she doesn't know how to sing. Like, she doesn't know
right.
how to carry a song. Like, not
right.
saying that she can't sing, she doesn't
uh-huh.
know how to sing. You know what I mean?
Right.
She definitely
right.
be, like, spoken, like, yo, nobody's going to. How would you react if we saw her performing that song, not even listening to it, just performing
uh-huh.
it? Like, how would the performance
right.
be?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And,
like, people going to the bathroom, people going to the bar, going outside
mm-hmm.
to smoke or whatever. You know,
yeah.
she doesn't know how to sing. Not to say that she can't, but she doesn't know how to.
Right.
You
or captivate the listener because, like you said,
right.
you had no interest in it whatsoever, and it, there was nothing about the song, be it the lyrics or the music or just her voice, that made
right.
you want to just listen and tune in and hear what she was saying. You were
right.
thinking about the gym at 5 in the morning. I'm black over there petting her cat, flipping channels, and I'm sitting here, and I zoned out for a minute.
I was really listening to the song. Like, I really like that song. Like, you should play that song again.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so, man,
wow.
Well, you know what I will do? I will email you the song. I'll email it to you this way. You like it so much, you can go ahead and download it to your phone, and you can have
yeah,
it.
But you should have made it, man, so she could have took
uh-huh.
some of this.
Thank you, Charlie. And I like the Ray J song, too. So bad.
Yeah.
She
should have
been here, though, for real.
Yeah, she should have because, like I said, I'm really
helping
her
out.
Win.
You know, depending on how she figured to help her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very interested in knowing who produced those tracks. It would be interesting if she did do everything herself. That may that may account for some for the poor quality. You know, for the poor quality of the song, of the songs, because it wasn't just one song, it was the songs. But like I said, Baltimore, I definitely got to give you props for calling it. That is so, yo, I'm too tickled over that shit. That is funny that that was the actual best song out of the three. So shout out to Sarah Washington for giving us for allowing us to listen to your music and critique it in your absence. You know we're going to do what we got to do anyway. Free Game Radio, 857-4302. That's 347-857-4302. But it doesn't make sense for you to call in now because it's only like 3 minutes after the show. So I want to thank my co-host because you guys held me down. For the most part of the show, Onyx Black out in South Jersey. Peace to my family out there in South Jersey, North Jersey, Newark, and all that other shit. Peace definitely to Baltimore Sun, who always comes through and holds down pregame radio, especially me, and I really appreciate it. I thank you so much for being on the check-in. Okay, and I'll definitely, you know, we'll chop it up, you know, behind the scenes like we usually do. And once again, this is Free Game Radio. It's your girl, Ev. I thank you for listening, for tuning in. I thank you, Farrell Washington, for providing, you know, not for nothing, a little comic relief here on the show. And that's what it's going to be. Thank you all for listening.
People
as Blue Black says,
listen.
Listen,
thank you, Sarah Washington.
Look, come on now. Let me do the sign off. As Brooklyn Black says, fellas, don't be a fool. Protect your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. You know, don't drink it. Look, arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And that's it. The girl, and we out. Deuces.